Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, my name is Scott Adair. I am a former business owner, a climate refugee, and the current director of economic development for Humboldt County. How is a community impacted when the preservation of livelihoods has failed? There are many ways to earn a living, but there is a commonality across a variety of professions which, for most of us, remains the same. We seek a means to pay for the basic necessities of life. The everyday activities for securing food, clothing, shelter, and for supporting ourselves and our families becomes our livelihood. For those of us who are not wealthy trust fund recipients, this livelihood is maintained through our jobs. Economic development is intrinsically tied to the sustainment of both jobs and livelihoods. It is the creation of wealth from which community benefits are realized. It is an investment in growing our economy and enhancing the prosperity and the quality of life for all residents in Humboldt County. And yet, when deliberating the impacts of economic activity in our community, how should the advancement of livelihoods and prosperity be weighed against other issues, such as those which may be socio-political, cultural, or environmental in nature? When economic-based initiatives are ranked against matters of non-fiscal importance, they often do not receive the same level of attention that they require. Prosperity frequently takes a backseat, time and again, to more pressing crises or to community challenges which are very tangible and contemporary. But preserving livelihoods can and should be equal and complementary to other civic activity which is necessary for the sustainment of our community. For some, economic development might conjure up images of traffic, smokestacks, tall buildings, or gentrification. But for most, economic development means parks and trails, entrepreneurship, the arts, small business, worker training, broadband accessibility, property rights, childcare, schools, and so on. Economic activity does its part to satisfy the fundamental level of the hierarchy of human needs. When basic physical requirements, including the need for shelter, food, and warmth, are met, people can then move on to address other community and social needs. The advancement of livelihoods and economic prosperity can coexist with other issues of great community importance. This is just one reason why balancing support and criticism for economic activity should be considered carefully and judiciously. For more information about why communities invest in economic development, or if you are a business seeking support or resources, please visit the County of Economic Development Division at gohumco.com or visit caled.org. This has been Scott Adair for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.